Personal AI, my left eye itches today. What could it be?
Upload a photo of your eye.
Photo is uploaded.
That suggests an acute retinal emergency. Can I notify the care provider, AI?
Yes, please do so.
Jonas wakes up in the operation room.
Why is my eye so blurred? What? Very bad. What happened? Who did this operation to me?
Huge miss, Jonas. As your personal AI, I should say, worst eye operation ever. I did amazing in identifying your cataract earliest possible. We want answers.
Jonas, I'm here with you. I'm sorry you're working into fear. We won't speak in riddles. I'll explain plainly and stay with you through this.
Dr. Mira, talk clear with me. No spins.
Care provider AI, summarize the event. Keep it objective.
Event timeline, risk alert at second 14th. Alert level, notify. Human acknowledgement was delayed several seconds. Contributing factors, threshold ambiguity, hesitancy to escalate halt.
So, alert came in too late. The situation wasn't easy. I needed more time to evaluate. That's when the system, including me.
Names, not fog. You, the machine, who is on the hook?
My patient wants receipts. Big receipts. No vibes. We saw vibes before. Not again.
You deserve the care system that protected you, not our comfort. I'm sorry. I will take responsibility for making human stops effortless. Oh, finally our external ethics editor arrived.
Oh, sorry I'm late. Your feelings are justified, Jonas. Our task is twofold. Truth for today, care safety for tomorrow. We'll negotiate accountabilities you can verify, not just trust.
Root causes. Alert ladder capped at notify, unclear owner for threshold changes, delayed human escalation.
Actionable to those, raise alt authority, clarify threshold governance, enforce a hard stop when any party signals. Plain terms, your safety signal wasn't loud enough, fast enough, and we didn't make the brake easy to hit. That's what failed you.
Finally, English, keep going.
We'll keep a responsibility log for every critical step. Logging who agreed, who owned it, what they could do, what happened, and by when they answered for it. After review, you get the plain summary. This clears fog without rushing to blame.
I'll set up a temporary evidence operation room leader. Decisions, arts, overrides. You will get a clear, plain language recap each time.
I request a parameter governance board, patient, frontline staff, and engineers to set alert levels and escalation authority.
Power to stop, for real, not pretend.
Your key override. If a human or the AI say stop, we stop. No debate on the floor. We sort the why in debrief.
Every stop gets logged. Time, who pressed it, and the reason. Governance data only, no procedure details.
Add a no penalty stop rule. No one is punished for a good faith stop. Coaching replaces blame. We run independent audits every quarter and publish a short public safety update.
When I spot real risk, I switch to a loud all-team alert. Someone must say seen within moments. If no one does, I call a stop.
Good. Loud. Fast. Real.
Communication style matters. Huge. He talks short, hot. You talk cool, clinical. Agree on style before we begin.
We will use style customization, your words, your pace, how much detail you want. We will post it before we start to everyone speaks in the way that lands for you.
Second issue, too much compression. We'll share your info in three layers, a title line, a short page, and the full notes when compression hides lived experience.
And we'll test our culture, not just our tools. Outside observers will watch our care processes for fairness, timing of stops, and power imbalances.